It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why it is time to cut government down to size. Washington, Sacramento, and even our local area governments are creating too many rules, too many restrictions. I will give you some examples, tell you the cost of the overregulation just here in California, identify one leader who has fully acknowledged the problem, and then give you some suggestions for what you might do about the problem. Congress creates, on average, one new crime every week. Federal agencies create thousands more. So many, in fact, that the Congressional Research Service itself said that merely counting them would be impossible. So many new crimes can create some ridiculous results. One young woman in Washington, D.C. had stopped at a fast food restaurant on her way to the subway station and ordered a bag of French fries to go. While waiting for her companion to purchase a fare card, the young woman removed and ate a French fry from the takeout bag she was holding. After proceeding through the fare gate, she was stopped by a plainclothes Metro Transit police officer who identified himself and informed her that he was arresting her for eating in the Metro Rail station. The officer then handcuffed the young woman behind her back while another officer searched her and her backpack. She was transported to the District of Columbia's Juvenile Processing Center some distance away, where she was fingerprinted and processed before being released into the custody of her mother 3 hours later. In California, she would have undoubtedly also received counseling regarding the dangers of eating French fries. California Proposition 65 requires businesses to post a sign warning customers about the potential presence of significant amounts of toxic chemicals in their locations. That sounds like a good idea. But one traveler from Oregon discovered such a warning sign in the garage of the hotel where he was staying with his family. Worried that he was exposing his family to a health risk, he did a quick investigation and discovered the dangers were secondhand cigarette smoke and automobile exhaust. You could say the hotel was being overly cautious in posting the warning. Or was it? You can argue that some of the results of new legislation are unintended consequences not foreseen by the drafters of the bill. One example is the California law requiring that furniture be fireproof. Since many fires are started by people falling asleep on beds or couches while holding a lit cigarette, this law seemed to make sense. That is, until a potentially toxic chemical used in flame retardants was found at very high levels in the blood and house dust of Californians. What does all this overregulation cost us here in California? In September of 2009, two California State University Sacramento professors reported that the cost of state regulation on small businesses in California is nearly $500 billion annually, and cost the state 3.8 million jobs. In that same year, 2009, when now Governor Brown was the Attorney General, he told a legal newsletter that the whole framework of law is crucial for the operations of business enterprises, but when over-prescriptive, it creates a huge and growing amount of overhead, and it does seem that we are reaching the point of counterproductivity. He later told a meeting of attorneys, "We are moving every year to add more and more legal prescription to our lives, to our organizations, to our businesses, and how we all function." He estimated that the state in 2009 had about 30,000 more laws than when he was a two-term governor from 1975 to 1983. He said, "We're overlaid too much with too many rules. The real challenge for lawyers and legislators and chief executives is to do no harm and to add to the system ways that give more elbow room, more flexibility, more discretion, more judgment. You may have heard that Corte Madera is attempting to sever its ties with the Association of Bay Area Governments, the group that allocates the numbers for the housing element. I don't know whether this is a smart thing to do, but I like the idea of challenging the seemingly endless flood of regulations, obligations, and mortifications that come in our direction. So tell your elected representatives to go play golf and stop passing unwanted legislation. When they get back from the round, start burning a few regulations in an environmentally friendly way, of course. If you think I am alone in this overregulation assessment, check out the cover of the February 18th edition of The Economist magazine. One final word. We did obtain 1,970 signatures on the fire annexation protest petition. The voter registrar's office is currently validating the signatures to see if there are the required 1,275 valid signatures to put the measure on the public ballot. We should know shortly. Stay tuned. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.